This is The Splendid Table from APM, American Public Media, the show for people who love to eat. I'm Lynn Rossetto Casper. Kenji Lopez-Alt says that when he was a kid, he was a little nerdling. It figures since he grew up to be, logically, an MIT grad, not logically, a pro cook. And finally, his true calling. Kenji is the food scientist at Serious Eats. He's also the kind of eater who's always discovering something you have to know about. Kenji, welcome.
Oh, it's so good to be back. Thank you.
So you did a piece on breakfast around the world. How did this come about?
I've always loved traveling, and it's always interested me. Breakfast, we have a couple of our sweet things and a couple of our savory things, but it's mostly, you know, eggs and toast and things like that.
Right,
But as you travel around the world, you discover that that's not how people eat their breakfast all around the world at all. You know, some people, they'll eat fish for breakfast, or they'll eat stew, or they'll eat nothing but coffee and a piece of pastry. So it's just fascinating to me, like the breadth of different types of food that people eat as the first meal of their day.
So what did you eat for breakfast when you were growing up?
It was a mix of things. My mother was Japanese, and I lived with my maternal grandparents as well. So sometimes we would have Japanese food. So things like tarako, which is a salted cod roe. So my grandmother had a little miniature charcoal grill that she would grill it over inside and then serve that kind of crumbled up on top of rice. We would have tamago kake gohan, which is rice with a raw egg stirred into it. So rice, a little pinch of salt, a little pinch of MSG powder, actually, a little dash of soy sauce, and then an egg kind of broken over the top, and you whip it up with chopsticks, and the egg kind of cooks a little bit from the heat of the rice, but it gets this really nice sort of frothy, light texture. So it's sort of like a porridge, but also slightly souffled. So really, really nice and light. So we ate stuff like that, but we also ate a lot of, you know, Western things. So, you know, breakfast cereal, Cocoa Puffs was my favorite. My mom would make French toast, sometimes pancakes, you know, a mix of sort of Western and Japanese foods, because my mother did move here from Japan when she was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite breakfast of all time, and I mean, I grew up in New York, so a really good fresh bagel with cream cheese. But when you go to, say, Vietnam, it's not atypical to have a bowl of noodles with broth for breakfast. And to me, that's one of those dishes that I actually eat at breakfast for home as well, whether it's Japanese noodles or Chinese noodles or even, you know, in college, it was probably a bowl of instant ramen. But I find that, for me personally, that, you know, that salty kick and the starches, it's sort of like...